Joining me on the phone today is Daryl Cherney. He is a singer and environmental activist. Coming up this Sunday, he will be performing at the Arcata Playhouse. And this event is actually a benefit for the David Gypsy Chain Memorial Scholarship Fund. Daryl, welcome.
Great to be here, Lorna.
So let's start by, let's discuss your background. What is your background to environmental activism?
I became interested in environmentalism probably at the age of 8 or 10 back in the mid-1960s. When pollution became the word of the day. And also the Vietnam War was raging back in 1966, which really perked up my interest in political activism. So it's been really since an early age. But here in the Redwoods, I showed up in 1985 from New York City and found out that they were clear-cutting ancient 2,000-year-old trees. And I had fallen in love with those trees much earlier when I went cross-country back when I was a teenager with my parents. And I devoted the next couple decades of my life toward protecting ancient forests here in Humboldt. And which resulted, by the way, in the creation of the Headwaters Forest National Reserve.
Now, you are also connected to Judy Berry.
Yes.
Tell me about that connection, and specifically that day in 1990.
Well, I met Judy Berry while I was running for Congress, and I needed somebody to help me with some graphic design on my flyer, my leaflet. And Judy was a master artist, and while she was busy laying out my poster for me, she started to trash my campaign, told me I couldn't do anything through the system, and I should just sit in a tree somewhere and do direct action rather than try to work through the system. Well, so I immediately fell in love with her. And we were an item for the first 2 years of our relationship, and we were political organizing partners for the entire 9 years of our lives. Judy specialized not just in being an Earth First activist, but also she was a union organizer. And so she had a great affiliation for workers. She herself was a carpenter, and in fact, she was a foreman, and even though she was a feminist, she called herself a foreman at California Yurts down in Hopland, in fact, run by Bonnie Raitt's brother, David Raitt.
Wow.
In any case, she was busy. She and I together, especially with Judy at the helm, started building bridges between timber workers and environmentalists. And then around 1990, we decided to call for something called Redwood Summer, which was going to bring a bunch of college kids and everybody, really, up to Humboldt and Mendocino counties to protest for the Redwoods. It was based on Freedom Summer, which took place in Mississippi in the early 1960s in the Deep South. And that also brought college kids down to help African-American people get their voting rights affirmed.
Right.
And in fact, that resulted in the deaths of three activists back in 1964, as depicted in that famous movie, Mississippi Burning.
Yes.
But in any case, Judy and I were organizing. It was looking really good. We were on the front pages of all the papers, really, right in the Bay Area and beyond. And then as we started to get a lot of death threats. And this is back when Humboldt was much more polarized than it is today. People who are old enough will know that there was a polarization here. I don't want to overgeneralize, but maybe between the rednecks and the hippies and, you know, without painting with too broad a brushstroke. But nevertheless, there was polarization. And then and we received about three dozen death threats. We went on tour to both organize in colleges and get away from the death threats. And then on May 24th of 1990, as she and I were leaving Oakland, on our way to do a concert at the University of California in Santa Cruz, a bomb went off underneath her driver's seat, almost killing her, a pipe bomb. It had a timer and a motion trigger, so it would only go off if the car was moving. And I was in the passenger seat. She was almost killed with a fractured pelvis, dislocated vertebrae, intestinal damage, partially paralyzed leg. I was, by a miracle, only slightly injured. But the terror really didn't stop there, because we were arrested by the FBI and Oakland police jointly.
And
thrown in jail. Yes.
For bombing yourselves, right?
For bombing ourselves.
Hmm.
Maybe as a publicity stunt, or who knows, because we didn't do it. And that, of course, took the primary organizer, Judy Barry of Redwood Summer, mostly out of the picture, although her hospital room for the next 6 weeks, because she survived, became an organizing bastion of its own. Nevertheless, she was crippled for the rest of her life and in severe pain. Redwood Summer went on and did you know, bring thousands of kids and grown-ups here. But Judy never recovered. We went on to sue the FBI and Oakland police in federal court. And sadly, before the lawsuit came to fruition, Judy Barry passed away from cancer in 1997 at the age of 47. But the lawsuit went on, and in 2002, we went to a jury trial in Oakland federal court. And a jury, after 6 weeks of hearing our testimony and 3.5 weeks of deliberation, awarded us $4.4 million for violations of the First Amendment and the Fourth Amendment. They didn't rule that the FBI or anybody from government had bombed us. Rather, they ruled that they knew that the authorities knew we were innocent, but blamed us for our political opinions. And that is a violation of the First Amendment. And the Fourth Amendment is illegal, a false arrest and illegal search and seizure as well. Wow. But the majority of the award was for the violations of free speech.
Wow. Which brings us to what's happening this coming Sunday.
Yes.
We're approaching the 20th anniversary of the agreement with the Headwaters Preserve in Southern Humboldt. And there's a special fundraising benefit show that's going on. You'll be headlining that, and it's benefiting David Gypsy Chain. And he died.
The David Gypsy Chain Memorial Scholarship Fund.
Yes, and he actually was killed at the Headwaters Preserve when a tree was felled on him. Am I correct?
He was actually killed outside the preserve.
Okay.
Well, actually, we were trying to expand the parameters. The Headwaters had not been saved yet.
Okay.
So there was no preserve at the time, or reserve at the time. So we were trying to make it as large as possible. And so he was protesting in the ancient trees near Grizzly Creek. And a faller on videotape said he was going to fall a tree on top of the activist, and he did just that. There was no charges were ever filed. But nevertheless, David Gypsy Chain was killed in his 20s, a tree sitter, a heroic activist. And that led, of course, to another lawsuit. And in fact, his mother insisted that rather than collecting money, that there be a series of meetings. This was actually the settlement, a series of meetings between environmentalists and timber workers to try to keep the bridge building going on, the same mission that Judy Barry and I had and that I still have.
Wow. So this benefit will is for the scholarship to be given to a graduating senior from a Humboldt High School planning to attend HSU or CR, or a continuing first-year HSU or CR student who demonstrates commitment to environmental protection through study and activism. So, go ahead.
No, you're right. Yes.
So this event will be to build that scholarship fund for a worthy student in our community. So this event is taking place Sunday at the Arcata Playhouse, right?
On March the 10th, the doors open at 7, and the show will start at 7:30. And, you know, I haven't really been playing out much for about 5 years or so, and so I'm just starting to, you know, peek my head out again. I've really had some issues just, you know, finding my chi on stage.
Mm.
You know, I might look like I'm confident, but deep inside, a lot of performers, we have our own insecurities. And I said, I'm not going to play again until I have to play. And so I have to play now. And I'm really feeling good about being on stage. And one of the most important things people are telling me is that I'm sharing the stories, the legacy, the experience with younger people and older alike. But it's important that I'm 63 now, that we pass on the legacy, we pass on the information and the history so that people who carry on whatever actions they want to carry on have the experience and the knowledge of history that they can take with them.
Absolutely. And Daryl, we do appreciate you for ensuring that the knowledge is carried on with the next generation. Absolutely.
And let me also add about the bombing case that I did produce a movie that is now available on YouTube called Who Bombed Judy Barry? And it's J-U-D-I-B-A-R-I. And that is available on YouTube for free, just as I said, Who Bombed Judy Barry? And you can watch it there. It's an award-winning 93-minute documentary, won about 6 awards. Wow. And 36 film festivals. So if people want to get an experience about what it was like both then and pretty much up to the current time, as well as get a little dose of both my music and the music of the movement, it's kind of I think it's an uplifting movie.
Yes, absolutely. And it showed here just a couple of days ago during the HSU Social Justice Summit.
Absolutely. It was a real honor to be able to play that. And I'm looking forward to coming up to Arcata twice in 8 days. Wow.
Yes. Well, we are out of time, Daryl, but thank you so much for what you're doing and what you continue to do to raise awareness about our environment. And just know, when you perform on Sunday, you'll have the support of our community here backing you.
Well, I love Arcata and Eureka and McKinleyville and Trinidad and West Haven. So I look forward to, and all of you beyond, and Fieldbrook and Freshwater. So I hope to see all of you on Sunday.
Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.